We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you were able to host a jamboree on Friday night. How'd that go for your fellas?
It went really well. You can't beat the weather. You know, you had some good programs over here with good competitive reps, and our community came out and really showcased the Burlingame community, and we were able to collect some Gatorade donations to help our fall sport athletes through the season, and we were able to introduce all our fall sport athletes, so it was a really good event for our community, and then also on the coaching side of things to be able to get some live looks against some really competitive programs and be able to dive into some film this weekend and try to clean up some things that we saw that we need to going into game one.
What are some of the things that you guys are trying to clean up for week one?
You know, some communication things I thought popped up, and you know, with our guys up front on the offensive line, I think we can always, you know, work on our angles and things like that. I really thought defensively our kids read the keys really well, but you know, we can still, I think, alignment things, and those are the small details that we want to really get after this week and maybe make some small adjustments to help our kids create better angles and those type of things. Really, that's kind of what we honed in on last night, and we want to build off of that practice last night that we had and gear it towards Friday night.
And how has your senior class been, you know, as they are determined and being leaders for your football team, knowing they want to have some really good success here this fall?
Yeah, these guys are as advertised. You know, I can go on and on about some of these guys and their football background, but really one thing they do consistently every day is they bring it. They love football. They bring a great attitude to practice. They're not only gamers, but they're great practice players too. And so I think that just trickles down to the whole team and is kind of getting our young guys' attention on how things work. But these guys are hungry. These guys are eager to showcase what they can do and really give themselves a chance. A lot of these guys, you know, when our first time around back in 17, 16, 15, when we had that great run, three sub-state championships in a row, these guys were in grade school. So now it's kind of their opportunity to be on the big stage and see what they can do. And, you know, they got to watch their cousins and their big brothers kind of do that. And now it's their opportunity. So hopefully week by week, we continue to take the right approach. And by November, we're a tough football team and get ourselves a shot.
Visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you open up at Northern Heights on Friday. They're making their return to the Lyon County League. This will be their first game as an eight-man program, and I believe they were at your jamboree on Friday night. Were you able to see some things on the Wildcats?
So they were at our jamboree, but we did not scrimmage them since we do play week one. You know, I was able to take a peek down there at them, and I did see quite a bit of athleticism from them, and you know, they're still making some adjustments and learning the game of eight man. I would expect that for any program coming down, you know, learning those things, but with that coaching staff they have, that they'll have those boys ready. I think one thing I'm excited about is to go on the road. You know, I imagine that community over there will be excited to see the debut for that program at eight man, and it's week one. You know, everybody be excited for football. So I'm expecting a really good atmosphere over there. It's a place that we haven't played at before. So I know our kids are excited. Kind of the fear of the unknown with week one, and then having a team that comes down from a 11 man to eight man, you kind of don't have an idea of what they're going to run. But I thought just from the eyeball test, they looked like they had some good size and good speed, and they had some good numbers. And I'm sure that their kids are excited with the opportunity to move down to eight-man and kind of look for success this year in the Lyon County League. So,
and I'm sure this is a good test for you early, because the Lyon County League could be really good from top to bottom.
Yeah, and one of our team goals this year is to repeat as Lyon County League champs. We've won it the last 2 years, and I know one of the senior class, their goal is to win it a third year in a row. And, you know, you can't overlook anybody in the LCL. And typically by the end of the year, there's a few Lyon County League teams that are in the playoffs and are able to scrap some wins together in November. And, you know, Waverly coming back up to eight-man is always a great program. They had a lot of success the last 2 years. So it's definitely going to be tough. And we're excited to open up with Northern Heights and welcome them to the Lyon County League. And that will present plenty of challenges Friday night. So we need to lock in on what we need to do well to be successful.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Northern Heights. Talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right. Go Bearcats.
That is Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.